Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Hey, thank you for answering that call, too. I am really grateful for you. You know what I love about this? I'm going to pump the brakes right now, and we're just going to put our needs in the hands of the Lord, right? He is in control of everything, and I love it. You know, the Lord tells us not to worry about your life. You know, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about your body. Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Isn't life more than food? And the body more than clothing, right? He takes care of the birds of the air, the lilies of the field, right? Don't gather, you know, he says, you know, look at the birds of the air, right? They don't sow or reap. They gather nothing in the barns. That's how we have to be. Our Heavenly Father feeds them, and our Heavenly Father is going to take care of you. Like today, I really want to talk about divine providence. Coming up in a few minutes, I do want to share some insights from some of the great saints, how God can work. And I don't want you to worry. Scripture tells us it doesn't add a single moment to your life. You know, so don't be anxious. Do not be anxious. I want to pray for you. If you've donated, I'm going to ask God to return in visible ways your gift, your generosity. And maybe after the chapel, I'll share a story of something that I had done recently. I gave just to thank God for his mercy to me and how he gave back to me in such an overwhelming way. He must have given back to me a thousandfold. Maybe I'll share that story with you on the other side. But let's pray right now for your health, for your finances, for your family, for your relationship, for all those issues that you have. I'm joined by my colleague today, Maggie. And Maggie, it's good. No, Nick's praying with us. Nick, good to have you with me today.
Thanks,
Nick,
Drew.
Anything you want to pray for?
I'd like to pray for my fiance as we prepare for marriage.
And let me send you a giant congratulations out over the air. Nick is recently engaged, and probably what, a week now?
You've been 2 weeks.
2 weeks, man. It's time flies. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And did you do some seminary time too? You went? Did you discern the seminary?
I did. Yep, I did for sure.
Your wife's lucky. She's got a great man in you, and I'm delighted to work with you. So Nick will be praying. Anything, we're going to lift up those intentions. I want to pray for one of my other colleagues. John Morales called me right before I went on the air. He's the host of Morning Air. And he had said to me, Drew, do you mind praying for Molly Kurt? She's on hospice right now. She is a Catholic mother. She's a wonderful woman. The Kurtz are wonderful and faithful listeners and supporters of Relevant Radio. In fact, Father Rocky had them into the studio to pray the rosary, you know, over Christmas. And she is the mother of four. She is in the battle of her life with cancer right now. She is battling right now with cancer. And I think she's in hospice. I don't think it doesn't look good. But, you know, with God, like I said, if he wants to cure her, he can make this the miracle of miracles, right? No doubt about it. If he can raise the dead, he can certainly heal somebody with cancer. I don't doubt that 1 second. Her husband said to John, he thinks heaven is awaiting her. So, you know, whatever God's will is, we all will transition to the next life, right? We were created to live forever. We don't die. We live forever. We do not die. We live forever. So, Lord, I pray for those who are approaching eternity. I pray you meet them as merciful saviors. I pray for the hour of my own death and those who now pray with me. And I give you my heart with all the intentions that you know I often lift to you, those I've promised to pray for, and I unite them with those who now join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expire, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. he suffered. Under Pontius Pilate was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right. Maggie will take your intentions on our third decade here. So if you want to post them at Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show. And Maggie, maybe you could share an answer prayer or two that you have, too. There are always good. A lot of answer prayers coming in. And if you want to join us here, too, I know during Pledge Drive, we are live. We'll take your calls at 888-914-9149. I tend to take the first five or six calls. We'll start with Richard in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Drew. I'll try to keep this brief.
Sure.
Me and my wife, we've been married 12 years, and we've been dealing with infertility for about 9 years now. And we have kind of a second chance with some medication that my wife's taking. So we're just praying that if it's God's holy will, you know, that if it's his, sorry, if
okay.
it's his holy will that we may conceive a child of our own. If not, you know, we're still in our process of fostering to adopt. So, and just pray for myself because as a husband, I want to give my wife everything. It's so hard because I can't give her this. It's so, I just ask for prayers for me and my wife.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. I really am. Richard, I'm glad you called. I can't tell you how many souls right now are praying for you. They're praying for your wife. Let's call upon the grandparents of Jesus. Let's call upon Joachim and St. Anne. We'll ask Our Lady to intercede for you as well. And I don't know who the patron saint, Gianamola, patron saint, St. Gerard of fertility, too. We'll pray for them. And my producer, Maggie, was just telling me that her aunt and uncle got pregnant at 10 years into their marriage. So let's put it in the hands of the Lord. You know, my producer, Cassie, you know, she struggled. She had many miscarriages, could not have a child. She's now the mother of six children. So God can change things. You know, he really can. And maybe God intends you to foster. You know, I have my oldest son is fostering a child right now. So I know what you're going through, Richard. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to add you to my prayer list, okay? I'm going to add you to all that I pray for. When I pray for my son, I'm going to be praying for you and for your wife. And, you know, don't beat yourself up over this. And whatever God's will is what you want. So, Lord, I just give to you those with fertility issues, having problems in utero, having problems with sperm count, having problems with ovulation, having problems, Lord, just carrying their pregnancy to term. Those mothers who suffered the loss of miscarriage and abortion, I pray for their healing and comfort. I pray for the spouses. And I just ask for your mercy. Life is a gift from you. I thank you for it. I just ask right now that for those who are crying out to you on this day, you hear these prayers and you bless them with fertility. We anoint those wombs and we consecrate those wombs to your divine mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from Bensalem, Pennsylvania. I did an internship in Bensalem at WCAU-TV. It's a CBS affiliate when I was in college. Mary Ellen, good to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hello, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
Today,
I would like to pray for a dear friend who was in a horrific accident on Tuesday. He's 84 years old, had to have heart surgery, and took some seizures apparently during that surgery.
Oh, no.
And ironically, she was on her way to Mass, a Mass that was for her husband who has been deceased for 6 years. So I'd like to ask everyone to pray for her that she can come through this, get through this, because she's a strong woman and she helps everyone. She's loved by so many people.
Mary Ellen, thanks for calling for that intention. We're going to cover her in prayer right now, and we will pray for you, okay, for all your intentions. I know you didn't voice anything, but, Lord, I do intercede for Mary Ellen, who came here on behalf of her friend in this serious car accident. I pray for those who are victims of tragedy and accident, assault, abuse, for those who are in the ICU now, those who are facing surgery, those in the process of recovery. Lord, I pray for those who've gone before us. I pray for the spouse of this woman as well. And I just give you these really critical situations. I ask you enter in so the peace can enter the hearts of all involved. I ask you to be the hands of the surgeons, Lord. And I ask for your holy and perfect will to be done. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Before we go to Bob, who's listening in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Love all the PA calls. Good to have PA on board. Let me go to Maggie. Maggie, I know you were sharing with me right before we went on there an answered prayer. There's some great answered prayers, a lot of petitions coming in. What can we pray for?
Drew, I want to continue to lift up Megan Biggs for a miracle for her healing. I also want to lift up someone who called in yesterday and was lined up to be one of our extra calls, but we weren't able to get to her. From what we knew from the call screen, she said she was in an abusive relationship and was praying that she and her son could leave safely. So I want to lift up that woman who called in. Deborah is praying for her daughter, Sarah, in Denver, who's having her fourth foot surgery today to remove a pin that's been causing her pain and making walking difficult. Someone with the handle of Lime Juice wrote to us and said, could you please pray for my daughter, Jessie, and her baby? She's 21 weeks pregnant. She's going to a specialist tomorrow to determine if the baby can survive. We are holding on to hope.
Wow.
Lifting up that family. Kay wrote to us and said, in thanksgiving for all blessings in my life, even when things seem tough, I know God is with me and my family. And then, Drew, I wanted to mention this because we're in pledge drive mode and we're searching for these great answered prayers. And Cindy wrote to us a while back and she said, I have been praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet nonstop for the pregnancy of my son and daughter-in-law. We just found out on Easter that they conceived and the baby is due on Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Praise God.
I know. I love that.
Well, I love the answer prayers because some of these intentions are so heavy. You hear these other ones, and it's, you know, we had that caller the one day saying, oh, I get so anxious listening to these prayers. They're so heavy. We don't want to worry. We want to put our trust in the Lord. And thank God. God can work miracles. Is that it, Mag, or should we pray or share a few more?
Go ahead and take Bob.
All right, let's take Bob and take your calls here, too. Bob in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew.
Hey,
I'd like to pray for my daughter, Krista, who suffers a lot of anxiety and had a miscarriage last year, would like to have a child. My wife, Marta, who suffers from chronic tiredness. A friend of mine, Fred, who is 88 years old, has had a setback in the hospital, and he's probably going to have to move from Pennsylvania to move in with his daughter in New York. And for my friend, Tim, who recovered from COVID, we took care of him for a long time, and he got back on his feet, moved with his sister, and now he or his sister, for conversion of their souls, they don't even speak to us other than cause trouble.
Oh.
And it's hard.
Yeah, I could imagine. Let's... Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, just the conversion of their souls.
That's a good point.
And also special prayers for your ministry and a successful campaign.
Sir, thank you. It means a lot. I appreciate your prayers. I value them. And Lord, I pray for Bob. This intention of conversion, if you have problems with your neighbors, coworkers, sons, daughters, in-laws, whoever it may be, let's right now gather these souls before the foot of the cross. And we'll just ask for healing of those ruptured relationships, exes, right? Broken friendships, whatever it might be. We'll just ask God to cover it in his precious blood. And Lord, I just pray for that unity and for that healing. I give you every one of Bob's intentions here, so many of those. But I want to pray for his daughter, too. That always resonates with me when I hear of the struggle so many young people have today with anxiety. And I think of Matthew 6. I've been talking about it a lot. Matthew 6, 25 to 33. If you struggle with anxiety, jot that down. Matthew 6, 25 to 33, and read it when you get anxious. God's in control. He will take care of you. He will provide for you. He will make right your situation. Lord, I just ask that that message resonate in our hearts and live in our mind. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Carol is praying in beautiful Napa Valley, California. Hi, Carol. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call today. I would like to pray for a faithful friend of ours who is in ICU at our local hospital, and he is no doubt in his final hours. So we all his friends have been praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet all day and all night. And so I'd like to have all the listeners pray as well.
Yeah, well, we're going to join you right now. Thank you for calling in. Carol, I want to pray for you, but certainly pray for that friend in the ICU. A lot of people, I mean, this is another one of these intentions, third one, fourth one I heard today, regarding those who are really in critical care right now and those who might be crossing over. You know, St. Faustina, she wrote in her diary about suffering. And there are times where the Lord allows a great affliction to fall upon us. And she says it's often so we can submit ourselves completely to his holy will. And there are mysteries that the human mind will never fathom on earth. But when we cross over, eternity will reveal them. So, Lord, I pray for those who are suffering now. Pray for those approaching their final hour. Lord, I want to pray for those who have gone before us. And I just pray one day we may all meet in paradise. Give us the grace to grow in holiness. And please come meet us as a merciful Savior. I give to you this particular soul in this hour who is on his deathbed. And what a blessing to have so many chaplets prayed. So I give you these souls who are now being called home to you as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Michael's praying in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Michael, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to pray. My wife and I had a civil divorce about a year and a half ago. We're seeking an annulment. Towards the end of the annulment, there was a spark of hope, and we had recently started talking about reconciliation. So I just want to pray that it keeps moving in that direction. That's my prayer.
I love it. Let's pray for that right now. Let's pray for that healing. You know, and I really believe, and I've said this a million times in there, but if you're married, and it's a sacramental marriage, the Lord wants those marriages united, and he promised anything we ask of him. Through this prayer, I know you're in this, I think you're in the central time zone right now, in that hour of power, that hour of mercy, it'll be granted if it's according to his will. You know, God wills only our good. God loves us more than anybody could ever love us. And Lord, I just pray that that love that you have united this couple with grows strong, that the bonds of matrimony grow strong. I pray that you bless all marriages. I ask you heal and mend those broken marriages. And I pray for this band, they may have the right words and Pray for his spouse to have an open heart. Lord, I give you all the needs, wants, and desires of those now united with me as I turn to you and pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Gerard Majella,
pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
St. Patrick,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I don't know, Nick, do you know a patron saint of fertility? I'm just trying to think of those. St. Gianamola, you got Gerard Majella, and a lot of these saints who've had resurrection stories of children in the womb. All those saints are included. We'll just pray. I love that litany, and it could get long if I continue to go through it. You know, I got a million saints to invoke. Thanks for praying with me, Nick. It's good
to have you
here with me. You know, it's funny. I was at the deathbed, actually, of my producer's daughter, Therese, and what an emotional moment that was for me, and I know for the family. I can't imagine that. And as we prayed the rosary, we prayed the chaplet, and we prayed the rosary. And it's funny, you know, this little litany. Some people say, hey, could you send me that litany? It's just a bunch of saints who I think are really appropriate for this prayer. The Peregrine's a patron saint for, you know, cancer. He's included. St. Joseph. And of course, Our Lady and Faustina, I mean, they're right at the top of that list. But my producer, Tom, ended up praying. He says his family has a litany, and it just gets longer and longer and longer. They invoke all these different saints. But I love it. We're part of the communion of saints, right? That's what we are, part of the communion of saints. So, and the list could get long. Turn to those who've gone before us. They'll intercede for you, for sure. Hey, I just want to thank you. Before, you know, I take a break and before we move on, I want to talk about God's providence with you coming up in a minute here. It's been put on my heart. It really has to talk about this because we live in a tough time right now. The economy is difficult. You know, you might be going through a rough moment. God's in control of everything. I want you to know that. He really is. So how do you tap into divine providence? How do you abandon yourself to divine providence? Maybe you are, you know, trying to build your business. Maybe you're looking for a spouse. Maybe you're just struggling financially. Maybe you need grace. You know, how do you rely upon God's providence? This is a secret of the saints, right? It's a spiritual principle. It's one that I think we really should explore and that we should talk about. But before I do, I just want to invite you to join me here in these final few moments that I have before the bottom of the hour to help. You know, here at Relevant Radio, we're listener supported. And I think the three highlights of the day, there's nothing more holy, nothing more powerful, I think, than the Mass. That's celebrated every day at noon on the network. Then I, at 3 o'clock, the hour of divine mercy, the hour in which the Lord hung on a cross. He called it the hour of power, and I should talk to you more about that. We pray the chaplet. Then at night, as the day winds down, we pray the rosary all across America. To me, that is such a unique gift. it really is such a unique gift, such a beautiful gift that Relevant Radio offers. I'm asking, can you help support that in this final hour? Just to give you a perspective, we're about $100,000 away from hitting the $2 million mark. But by the end of tomorrow, we need to be at $3 million. So I know you're heroic givers. I know this is always a big hour. And I'm just so grateful to be here with you to share. And I got some great stories, some fun stuff to talk about coming up in a minute. But I do want to make a heartfelt ask. On this hour, when we're getting close to the end of the pledge drive, and we're still really not where we are. I wondered how the pledge drive is going to go because of, you know, all the different issues that we're seeing out there. But when times are tough, I know people step up and they sacrifice because, you know, we ultimately support what's important to us. And I know your faith is important to you. And I know that Relevant Radio is unique and it's rare and there's not anything else like it on the air. So I'm going to ask you right now, there's a dollar for dollar match in play. Okay. Dollar for dollar match. And you can join me at 810-123, 877-291-0123, and make a pledge. Whatever you can do, it'll get doubled. If it's 25, it becomes 50. If it's 1,000, it becomes 2,000. But if you can help in any way, thank you. I mean, it is quite a merciful deed because you're not just helping Relevant. You're helping so many souls, like this man praying to save his marriage or the person on their deathbed. I mean, you keep prayer alive. I mean, there's so many souls come together. I think that's more important than anything we do. I really do. More than the catechesis, the apologetics, the education, inspiration. I think the prayer is the most important thing Relevant Radio does. It unites people in a special way. Online, you can make a pledge at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. But I really am asking you to do it right now. I got to take a short pause. When I come back, my colleague Mike Kendall will join me, and we got to get a lot to get into. 877-291-0123. Thank you. For whatever you can do, I know God will bless you in his mercy.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Hey, well, thank you for joining me. We got a lot to get into. I want to talk about God's providence a little bit, and I'll share some ways that God's providence has prevailed in my life. And I want to talk to you about this today because, look, Relevant is actually relying on God's providence for what God's calling us to here. And I'm thanking everyone who's donated. You're very kind, and God will return it, I'm sure, one way or the other. And if you don't see it on this side of the veil, you know your eternal treasure's waiting for you. So, you know, I think when we talk about God's providence, a lot of time we think about it in purely spiritual terms. Like, oh, you know, God will provide for us. You hear people say that. Seems like we expect a basket of food or a check to drop mysteriously from the sky, right? It sometimes happens that way. I know a lot of stories where God has really multiplied food and just provided. But God can also provide in a lot of other ways. There's times when God will intervene in a miraculous way to provide for people. You know, the multiplication of loaves, fish, the way he pulled the coin from you know, fish's mouth in order to pay the temple tax. I mean, that's God's providence. You know, when Mother Teresa or any great saint started a religious order and they relied on God's help to provide for them, they needed to build a convent, a hospital, whatever, right? The money just didn't miraculously appear. Instead, they went to prayer. And the Lord ended up moving someone else's heart to write the check or to send the cash or to leave something in the will to somehow provide. I remember hearing the story of a woman named Elizabeth Foss. She was a columnist for the Arlington Catholic Herald in Virginia, and she wrote a few years ago about her husband. He had to make this career change, and it was really a financial leap of faith. And when he made the move, they found that she was pregnant, and she was really concerned about maternity clothes and clothes for a newborn, and you know, all the baby clothes from her older sister's son were you know, they were all worn out and yellowed. You know, so her sister, as it turned out, had just had a baby at the time Elizabeth became pregnant. And Elizabeth wrote, she says, you know, my sister has incredibly good fashion sense and the means to carry out her vision. She told me not to buy things and proceeded to give me the entirety maternity ward that had never even seen a washing machine. She had all of her clothes dry cleaned. Christie's taller than I, but I insisted I have everything altered. But she insisted that everything be altered to fit. She said she'd buy new things if she ever needed them again. God provided for me and had impeccable taste, end of quote. So God can provide all sorts of ways, and that's such a classic story. I remember reading that from her. What about you? Have you seen God's providence in your life? I want to talk to you about it. I'd love to hear your stories coming up. But I want to welcome Father Joseph Johnson, who's pastor of Holy Family Parish in the Minneapolis suburb of St. Louis Park, to join us today, just so we can understand this spiritual principle. What does the church teach? How did the saints rely on it? How do we tap in to God's providence? Father Joseph, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Drew. You know, when we talk about providence, there's maybe another word that we're much more familiar with that helps us get at the heart of it, which is trust. Yes. You know, that faith is about trusting God's word, trusting the truth of what he's revealed to us about himself, trusting that he's caring for us, trusting the promise he's made to us of the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. And when our Lord appeared to St. Faustina, you know, one of the big things he did when he had her commission that painting of the Divine Mercy that we're so familiar with is he says, never have this shown without those words across the bottom. Jesus, I trust in you. And when we talk about providence, what we're really talking about is, do I trust God to provide for me? You know, that's where the word provide and providence come together. But the word trust is the key part of it, that God is going to take care of me. And if I back it up and I think, why would God take care of me? Well, because God loves me. And if I want to be really, really honest, I have to acknowledge God loves me more than I love me. So then draw the logical conclusion. God wants to take care of me even more than I want to take care of me. Trust, God's care.
I love that. I could not agree with you more. I mean, it's the whole essence of that devotion of Divine Mercy, all about trust. You know, Matthew 6, I was quoting that a little bit earlier, talks about how the Lord provides for the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, and we're not to store up things. But I know people worry about finances because, you know, the bills are coming in, their paycheck is only for so much, and then they let anxiety and fear overcome them. Is it wrong to worry about that? Are we doing God a disservice by not trusting him in those times? But we also have to be good stewards of our money. We can't overspend. We can't rack up the credit card if we have no means of paying it back. So I think there needs to be a balance there. But I have a friend who always struggles and worries about his finances. And he says, I almost feel like I'm sinning by not trusting in God. How do you look at that, Father?
Well, I'd say a couple of things. First, you know, there are people that have anxious temperaments. And that's an issue with our psychological, you know, build, with our emotions. And you shouldn't think that it's sinful if you struggle with anxiety, right? And so that's the first thing. And then take that to prayer, right? And if you need to have some counseling or medicine to help deal with anxiety, but again, not to beat yourself up just because, you know, you might have this anxiety that comes and paralyzes you. But at the same time, we need to think about, what does good stewardship look like? We are called to be good stewards, but we're also called to trust. With the stewardship part, the first thing, Drew, that I think most people get wrong, we can't tell a want from a need. You know, what we need is very little, you know. And I've dealt with a person who had millions and millions of dollars in the bank and was still worried about their retirement.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, tell me this. You've had a good salary. Yes. So you've paid a lot in Social Security. Yes. So tell me, you're going to get the max of what Social Security is going to give out to anybody, right? Yes. Could you live off that? Would that pay for a little apartment and some food on the table? Well, yeah. Oh, that's what you need, right? A roof over your head, warm place to stay, and some food. You know, so worst case scenario, you'd have everything you need. You may not have everything you want, but what's wrong with our society is that we want so much. We don't realize that the vast majority of people alive today, let alone the vast majority of humanity for all of history, have had so much less than what you and I take for granted every day. So we can't tell a need from a want.
That's such a great point. Hey, if you want to join us, my guest today, Father Joseph, and maybe you're struggling, maybe you need a little advice, a little direction, the number is 888 888- 914-914-9. 888-914-9149. That'll get you into the conversation. We're talking about God's providence. If you're just joining us, you know, what is it? How do you discern it? And, you know, what's the spiritual dynamic behind it? Father, to your point, trust is really the key that unlocks that, isn't it? And the Lord says to St. Faustina, the more a soul trusts, the more they receive. God delights in our trust, doesn't he?
He does. And, you know, key to building trust, Drew, gratitude. All right, you're worried about what's going to happen next. Let's look backwards for a second. Don't look forward. Let's look backwards and then say, has God taken care of you? Do you see moments in your life when you've been blessed, moments when you've known that God loves you, that he's provided for your needs? Okay, then, take the gratitude from that care, from those blessings, from that love which underlies that care and blessing, and now look forward with it. Why would God drop me now? Right. He's seen me through this far. Why would I think he wouldn't be there for me today, tomorrow, the next day, next year, the rest of my life? Right. So, Father, gratitude for past.
Yeah, you know, there's a saying that the more, you know, when you're happy, you know, the more you give sometimes, your happiness increases. When you're in a spirit of gratitude, things seem to go better. It changes your perspective. And to your point, if you sit back and you look at what you have, I mean, there's a lot to be thankful for. And people who do that at the end of the night, they say their anxiety levels are a lot lower. If you make a checklist and at the end of the day, just go over what you're grateful for, you'll be surprised at what you have. Father, let me take a short break here. Stay with me, because when I come back, we'll talk more. If you want to join us, the number's 888-914-9149. Taking a look at divine providence and how the saints have tapped into it and how God's in control and wants to help you. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Drew Mariani Show.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. Thank you for your show.
This is the Drew Mariani Show.
Marvelous show on the radio right now.
On Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I had my first confession experience, and for all those Protestants listening, I'm telling you, it was incredible. I was extremely nervous. I've never confessed my sins to another human being really before. I was shaking. I was so nervous. After I confessed, spoke with the priest, I had never felt more relief in my entire life after a confession. Normally, I would just confess directly to God. But I can tell you Protestants listening, it is an incredible experience. And I walked away for the first time in my life feeling truly absolved from the sins that I confessed.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
All week you've heard us ask you to answer the call. Have you answered that call yet? We would love to hear from you at 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani in our August pledge drive. Hey, Drew, I have some business to clean up here from last hour. Some really exciting news. Extraordinary giving last hour. We had three anonymous gifts come through last hour. One was $5,000 from Colorado. We had another anonymous gift of $5,000 from Naperville, Illinois. And then shortly after that, $6,147 from Manuka, Illinois. Thank you for your generous support. Those are big dollars, and we are so grateful to you. And that last one was a second gift from someone. So that was someone who prayed and thought, you know what, I need to give more.
Praise God.
This has been a really good Thursday. This hour, we want to turn it into a great Thursday. We have 16 minutes left to go. We want to hear from you right now at 877-291-0123, because we're just $94,000 away from the $2 million mark. And Drew, we might be able to get to that $2 million before you turn your mic off this afternoon.
Wow. I would love to do that. So we are how far away from that, Mike?
96,000.
All right, 877-291-0123. Time is always the enemy. 15 minutes remain, but boy, it would be great to cross that threshold. You know, I say, Mike, all the time, and you know this, that August is such a tough month for just raising money. I mean, the summer months, for some reason, all nonprofits seem to suffer. And yet the giving last hour was heroic. We need that same type of giving right now. And if you can help, I know God's in control. I'm trusting in his providence here. I want you to do the same thing. Pray about what the Lord's asking you to do. If you feel called to give, then make that call, okay? And if you can't afford it, then say a prayer for us. But if you can give something, I'm telling you, it'll make a difference. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
And we didn't even mention the Partnership Challenge light is on. That means every dollar is being matched in the next 14 minutes. That's right. You make a $100 pledge, it becomes $200. You donate $50 like Patricia from Mesa, Arizona, just called in. Patricia, we're going to turn that $50 into $100 because our very faithful partners are matching every single donation in the next 14 minutes. So again, here's the number. And you've got time now. You've had a busy week. This is the time to call. You have some breathing space. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 877-291-0123. There are seven phones open for you right now. There are eager operators waiting to talk to you. Answer the call and give us a call right now.
Pray more, worry less. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. You know, I love that. Let's pray more, worry less. It's all about trust. And once you start to do it, look, I've made a commitment to God. I refuse to worry. I don't care whether it's a family issue, a financial issue, a work issue, whatever the issue is, missing a flight. I'm not going to worry. God is in control of all things. Worry will not add a moment to my life, but trust and faith in God will allow miracles. And the same goes for you. I'm joined today by somebody who knows this well. Wonderful priest, Father Joseph Johnson joins us. And if you want to talk to Father Joseph, you can dial in right now, 888-914-9149. Father, let's grab a couple of calls because time goes quick here. Start with, is it Dondi up first or is Linda? Who do we go to first, Maggie? All right, Dondi, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you for everything you do. Last Friday morning, I was trying to decide how much I was going to give for this week's pledge, and the amount that I had decided I was going to give was pretty big for me because I'm a retired teacher and I'm living on a fixed income.
Wow.
But then I told myself, God will provide. I know God will provide. So I was determined that that was the amount I was going to give for this week. And Friday afternoon, I received a letter from the teacher's retirement system that the retirement board had declared an additional earnings credit, which was four times the amount I had decided to give that morning.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
And now and forever. I love that story, Dondi. Thank you for sharing that. You cannot get
that. Exactly.
Go ahead,
that's
Father.
Exactly what we talk about when the scripture says God is never outdone in generosity. You know, there is a perfect example of it in real life right there. Dondi, thanks.
You know, Father, I was getting nervous, though. Like, I don't want to convince anybody to donate if they really can't afford it. But if somebody like Dondi feels in his heart that's what he's got to give, he knows his finances better than anybody. I remember the story of my father, who was a broadcaster on the East Coast, and he had this radical conversion, ended up doing Catholic talk radio for about 40 years in the Philadelphia area. And one day they were doing a fundraiser on the air, and a woman who he knew was really struggling financially wrote him a check for $25. This is a woman who was on a fixed income. It was really hard for her. And when that check came in, he saw it. He was so moved by your generosity, he folded the check up, he put it in an envelope, and he wrote her a check for money, saying, here, this is my blessing to you. Thank you. You keep yours. She put both checks in an envelope, sent it back to him, and says, please don't ever do that again. Do not deny me the blessing that God has in store for me. And he was so smitten by that experience. And we have to let people, I guess, take that walk with the Lord. If the Lord can multiply a handful of fish and loaves, you know, and feed thousands, he can certainly take our gift, whatever it is, especially if it's from the heart, and give back to us in unbelievable ways. What have you seen, Father? What kind of fruit have you seen from generosity, from trust, from God's providence?
You know, it's amazing. You know, first of all, so much of the work of the church, none of this would be here if people hadn't made sacrifices. We think about, our infrastructure, the Catholic churches, the schools, the hospitals, those that were built by poor immigrants, right? This wasn't coming out of their excess. This was the widow's mite. They were making sacrifice. We're not going to have meat this week because we made a sacrifice to the church. You know, we'll eat peanut butter and jelly, you know, whatever. That so much of what we enjoy today are the sacrifices of others. But what I'd say is this, when you're discerning what to give, you want to do it not out of guilt. Right? I'm being guilted or shamed into it. You want to do it not, if it's begrudging, then you're not there yet spiritually. Hold off, don't write the check until your spirit catches up, right? You want to do it, the scripture says, St. Paul says, God loves a cheerful giver. Yeah. When it's gratitude and joy, and it's the privilege of participating in the work of the church, you know, I don't need a fancy vacation, but I do need to be part of the church's work of evangelization. You know, and when I can sense that as I am mission driven, I am joyfully choosing this, I want to be generous, then instead of I'm being guilted into it and I'm shamed into it or I'm begrudgingly do it, okay, fine. No. You're not there spiritually yet, if that's where you are. See the beauty of what you can do through your sacrifice to participate in something so much bigger that I can't do it by myself, but I can be part of this amazing thing that throws the word of God out over the airwaves for anyone who can tune in. Amen. You know, and that's the beauty of it, and that's where there's joy to be found.
Let me see if I can seek another call in before we run out of time. Iowa. Linda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I just had a comment. I just tuned into your show when you're talking about trusting in God's providence and what he has for us. So maybe, you know, might be a little different than, you know, those colors that are giving, but I feel like I just am in a place right now where I really have to trust in God. I've been in the career for 31 years and it's been my business for the last 18 and have an opportunity to go work for our church. And it's really been on my heart, but I am really having a difficult time giving up that career. And it's giving up probably half my income.
Wow.
And so I just got to
trust
that God is leading me.
We only have a few minutes. Father, let me give you the final thoughts. That's a major life-altering decision. Discernment is a big process of this, too, part of this process. How do you discern what you should do?
Linda, novena to the Holy Spirit, right? You know, say, is this my bright idea? Is this something that the parish is kind of pushing me towards? Or is this the Holy Spirit leading me, in which case I want to freely say yes? I tell everyone before a major decision, a novena to the Holy Spirit. Lord, is this you leading me? That's what I want. If it's my idea, kill it. But if it's your idea, give me the peace and the generosity to say yes. And there are other ways of compensation. I don't think there's a single Catholic school teacher that wouldn't make a heck of a lot more if they were teaching somewhere else.
Yeah, but true.
It's the mission that they want to be part of. And so they sacrifice that, and they feel joy and are blessed in other ways.
Father, thanks for being with me. I wish we had more time. We have a slightly amended schedule. Appreciate your wisdom and your beautiful words. Remember us in your prayers. We'll do the same. Stay with me. I'll be right back with more.
We're hearing from cheerful givers from coast to coast. We'd love to hear from you during our Answer the Call pledge drive. Make it happen. Call us right now at 877-291-0123. Let us know who you are and show your appreciation for the work we do by making a contribution to our August pledge drive. We are just $91,000 away from $2 million, Drew. We're really hopeful we can make it. But you know, we've talked to some of the people that have called in today, and they really are genuinely cheerful. In fact, some of them were, they have so much zeal for what we do, Drew, that they wanted to create their own challenges during that challenge hour we had last hour. And I told one of them, I said, we really can't do that because because we've got to account for all the challenges, but I will share your challenges. So here are two of them. Teresa from Maine called in and made a significant donation, and she wants every Catholic in Maine who's listening right now to pick up the phone, call, and make that pledge. And then on the West Coast, Ray is a Knight of Columbus, and he is challenging all his brother knights to give what they can, but please give. So, Ray, I've issued your challenge. Thank you. Here's the number, 877-291-0123. And yes, we are matching every pledge in the next 4 minutes. You want to be a part of this hour because we're matching every pledge dollar for dollar. 877-291-0123.
Oh, I love that. 877-291-0123. We are in this together. We really do need your help. And Relevant is relying on God's providence. We are only here because of generous listeners like you. And it's an amazing story. Relevant should not exist. We should not be here. Thanks to some heroic donors who stepped forward and really laid everything on the line. Catholic radio today is coast to coast and really around the world. And God's using it in a powerful way. Why not be part of the story, right? Why not join us? Say, my name is in that book. I've helped to build a culture of Catholicity in this country. I helped to support Relevant Radio. I'm an owner in it. And you are. You're part of the family. Call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. You can make that donation online. You'll get a special premium, or use your mobile app. It's another great way of making it. Mike?
Marianne in Willingboro, New Jersey, thanks for your $100 pledge. That's $200 because you got in under the gun here. We only have 4 minutes left in the hour. We're matching every dollar, dollar for dollar. Fernando in Highland, California, your $80 is $160 because our very generous partners are matching every pledge. We also heard from Alaska. Thank you for calling in all the way from Alaska. Great to hear from you. Wherever you are, call in now and make a pledge and support the special programming that we do. We had a special mass from the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help on the Feast of the Assumption on Monday night. We've brought you not one, but two special live broadcasts from the Vatican. And on June 24th, we were right there when it happened. Live, interactive, and in the moment when the Supreme Court made its decision on Roe versus Wade. In fact, Glenn Leverance and Father Rocky were on the air as it was being announced. We got them ready to go, and the rest of the day and many days after, we went wall to wall because we are live, interactive, and in the moment. Catholic Radio, support it now at 877-291-0123. Lots of lines available, but you can also give online or tap the app. Your mobile app works just the same. We're matching every dollar, dollar for dollar. 3 minutes to go, Drew. Just three minutes.
I am loving it. 877-291-0123. What an exciting day. We are closing in on the end of my broadcast day, but I'll tell you what, we need to get to $3 million. Not quite there. Be part of so many other people who've joined Relevant Radio and have said yes, who are making a difference with their pledge. Let us be part of your spiritual life. Let us pray for you as well. Father Rocky prays the rosary at night. I pray the chapel mass is offered. Adoration is around the clock here throughout the day while we have many of our associates sitting there praying and reading your intention by hand. If you need that, please leave us your intentions. But get in now. 888-914-91. I'm sorry about to give my studio number. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Time's the enemy, Mike. It's going so fast.
It is, and I'm waiting for the day when you give your personal cell phone number out. I know what's going to happen. All right. We have 2 minutes left, actually just a minute left now in the hour. 877-291-0123. That's the real number. 877-291-0123. Get in on this action this hour. We're matching you dollar for dollar. We want to hear from you right now. The theme is answer the call. You feel it on your heart. You know you're being called, so answer it.